Okay, well, wait a few seconds. I'm going to play the intro, and then we'll start the next one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Hey, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. You have downloaded episode 316. Today is Sunday, September 5th, 2010. Again, Julian's not here. He's out doing some stuff with his parents, all swimming with the gators and stuff, and with Connor, too. And we have some special guests on the show. So I'd like to introduce Scott.
Bonjour.
Seder 69.
That's me.
Oh. We have Taylor from Pod as my co-pilot.
Now, when you say swimming with the alligators, you mean he's training them to attack anything over the color of beige?
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Hello, everyone.
And we have Larry from the Brain Hammer podcast.
Also known as Q-Sledge. Hello.
Yes. Alrighty, so what else are we going to talk about? This is hard.
I'm thrilled that apparently my girlfriend is in the room.
Oh, who's your girlfriend?
Who do you think my girlfriend is?
Oh, is it,
It's Nessa.
Oh, I thought it was What's-His-Face.
I will fight over Nessa.
Nessa loved me long before she loved you, buddy, so
she's been loving
off.
Him a long time.
Hello, yeah. Nessa.
But I'm closer, so hi.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Bye.
And gonorrhea makes the dick grow sore.
Oh, whoa. Ouchies.
Yes, and saying the clap is not just a question of whether or not there's going to be an applause.
Good Lord.
Wow, we have a couple more people in the room. Maybe they heard how shitty the show is, maybe.
Are we talking about my show again?
Actually, Taylor's here, so probably a lot more people are here because of that.
Oh, I don't
you know,
think
because
so.
He's so famous and stuff.
Yes, I am. I am just the jewel in the crown of the podcasting community. People flock to hear, you know, the word of Taylor at all places. It's true. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Taffy. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Right. Taffy is the one that needs to be on here, too. I'm sure she would make it a little crazy. But.
Taffy is doing what she refers to as money-free fun today. She's always looking for things to do that are fun that don't cost any money that she can do legally in public.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that she and her daughter are doing, because they're very happy for Lollipop, her daughter who left for college a couple weeks ago. But they still have moments where they get a little sad and everything because they're a very close family. And now she's living, you know, 1,000 miles away. So they actually go down to, I think it's one of the local like animal shelters and play with the puppies.
Oh, my God.
So they tease the prisoners, eh?
Right. Yeah. So, but they say it's great because, you know, the way she looks at it is the puppies are happy because somebody's playing with them and then they eventually pass out and fall asleep. And when they get tired, you hand them to the person who works there and they hand you another puppy. So, and I said, the problem with that is I would walk out with 9 dogs under my arms going, I love them all. I don't know which one I want.
Right.
So I don't go. She's asked me a couple times to go and I said, no, that doesn't need to happen.
I can't do that.
No, Steve, Taffy's not playing with her puppies. She's playing with puppies. Actual
She's playing with
dogs.
Everyone else's puppies.
No, is Taffy's, that what Tank calls it?
Taffy was playing with her puppies last night at dinner. So that's, we went out last night and had a very good time. At point, I made her laugh so hard that coffee came out her nose.
You guys had sushi, right?
We did. We went out and had sushi at this place called Bangkok Thai. Oh, shit. My phone's ringing. I'm sorry. And it's Taffy right now, but I'll call it.
You should put her on speakerphone.
Oh, man. I just hung up on her. Hold on. Let me see if I can do that.
Okay.
We went out and we went to this place called Bangkok Thai because they had these things called St. Pete rolls. I don't know what's in them, but I think one of the main components is crack cocaine because I had about 9 of them. So.
Oh, wow.
So you guys were having sushi and Tank was playing with Taffy's puppies. How could you smell the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, no, ma'am. Gross.
Her boobs don't smell like fish. My God, they're not that long so they get sucked up in there. All right, hold on. I'm putting her on speaker.
All right, make sure you warn her.
Okay, well, I'm... Hey, Taffy? Don't say your real name. Don't say your real name. Sorry, I didn't mean to. You're on Foul Monkeys right now.
My name?
I yelled over you. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Why am I on Foul Monkeys?
Because I'm helping out Ricky by guest co-hosting. You can't hear them, but they can hear you.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We were just talking about you, and all of a sudden you call.
If you hear him and wasn't asked to be on his show, I suppose that's fine.
You weren't available. You were going to go play with your puppies.
You wish you could play with my puppies, but that's a problem. I knew you were home doing something, but you are unavailable, so help me because you're playing with Richard, and I understand that.
Okay, well, I will be done in about 20 minutes. Can I call you back then?
I suppose. You're going to make Taffy wait so Ricky can play with you.
Yes.
We'll discuss that later.
Okay.
And, of course, it only takes 20 minutes.
We have Scott, who is Sater69, and Q Sledge, who has a show called the Brain Hammer Podcast.
Oh, so it's not a threesome. I know Ricky is a husband.
No, it's a...
Oh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. You didn't actually hear her say her name, did you?
No.
No.
Okay. And I apologize to everybody who I just, like, screamed in their ears, but...
Well, I'll make sure that I take it out on the recording, so okay. Nobody will hear that.
Thank you very much.
But I don't
or
think
just
you
dub
hear
something
it.
Else in there, like Daffy Duck or
right. Taylor only needs 20 minutes to get done with Ricky.
Wow, I didn't know he could do it twice in that amount of time.
Oh, you're giving me way too much credit.
Yeah, so that just made me blush. I forget that I put a little bit too much information out there for me sometimes, so.
It's the nature of the beast, and I'm not talking about Taffy's vagina. We just get so used to sharing things with people as podcasters that sometimes you just sort of think, there are times that I've actually done things that I thought, I can't wait to talk about this on the blog. And then think, that's the saddest thing that I've ever said in my entire life. Do I still talk about it on the blog? Absolutely. Do I talk about the podcast? Yes. Does it make me a little sad and tear my soul out just a little bit? Of course.
Well, just like that tweet, I mean, I didn't think people would really relate anything to it. And then...
Oh.
Uh-oh. I'm getting a phone call on the...
Bat phone?
Right. It's coming from St. Pete. So, I don't know who that might be.
St. Peter.
It's your student loan people.
It's your porn buddy.
Interesting. They're calling the Foul Monkeys hotline. So, no, it's not Ricky's mama. We can't do any phone calls from Ricky's mama today.
Aww.
I know. Womp, womp. Womp. It'll give you something to look forward to next week.
Again, thank you for that.
I can just imagine now. Ricky, I heard you were having a foursome. You didn't let me call.
Okay, who's the fan of spinoffs? If that's talking about me, I'll be angry.
Wait, who are we talking about?
In the chat room, somebody's name is fan of spinoffs, and we're always getting called a spinoff, and we're not a spinoff.
Yes, you are. Aren't you a spinoff of another show?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think you're a spinoff of QCast Connection.
I will slap you super hard.
I'm sorry. I mean, I meant don't quit your day job.
No, don't. Okay, Franco, no, we are not a spinoff. And Franco, by the way, you're very cute. I've seen your picture.
He is very cute. And, you know, he only lives like an hour away by train, but he doesn't want to come see anybody.
I'll do a train and get to see
you. Oh, dirty.
Okay.
You'll do a train?
You know, he is a brown boy, so he is pretty cute.
And we do enjoy the beige.
Yes,
you
we
and
do.
I. So that will be a special video podcast.
That will never be Dawson. Published.
Franco the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, he's fanning himself.
Oh.
Okay, the impaler is getting jealous now.
Why? You seem to be getting all sorts of stuff.
Because there's only
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
Let's see.
Ooh.
Nope, there he is.
Okay.
I said the Impaler's jealous because there's only two parts of a rotisserie Franco.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And you have to be a podcaster to get to it. Womp womp. Sorry.
Oh.
Expect your membership packet in the mail in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm a professional podcasting co-host.
Doesn't count.
Oh.
Womp.
Franco said, "Oh my god, I'm getting impaled." Well, actually, he said, "I'm mapled." But whatever.
I'm mapled.
It's his Spanish talk, whatever.
And Franco, I live in California. You're bound to have 30 relatives over here.
Well, he has 400 in Florida.
30 or dirty?
Dirty 30.
Oh, he has a few cousins up here in Washington.
No, he was born in Jersey. Better.
Franco, where in Jersey were you born? Because I'm from Jersey as well.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I love New Jersey.
I'm sorry.
Again, you are only about 50 minutes away from me. Okay, he's from the north. I'm actually from South Jersey, which means Franco will now make fun of me because everybody makes fun of South Jersey. So,
which part of Jersey is the trashy part?
Both, in their case.
Well, Newark is supposedly referred to as the armpit of the United States. So, I'm gonna say Newark.
Okay. Because nice areas of New Jersey, right? Like countrysides and stuff.
Oh yeah, no, it's very much where. Whereas here, everything is 20 minutes away. Everything there is about a half an hour to 45 minutes away, where you can literally be in the mountains or the beach in about 35 to 45 minutes in either direction, depending on where you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the mountains, you have to go over to Pennsylvania to get into the Poconos. But you've also got a great city like Philadelphia, and you've got the Jersey Shore. And not the Jersey Shore that's on that horrible show, but like the actual...
The one with the Oompa Loompa?
Yeah. Is it wrong that I kind of find the situation cute?
No, it's not. Because he's really cute.
Yeah, he's kind of gross. He's kind of cheesy, but he could use like the hair grease as lube to fuck you in the ass.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to put something in his mouth so he doesn't talk.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, he's one of those people that are like just beneath you. You know how you guys always talk about how that person's just beneath you and you'll do it.
Yeah,
so
that is a good
people.
One. I'll have to add him to the list of people that are kind of beneath me. Because, you know, I am the epitome of beauty in the male physique, so.
Sadly, I don't actually know who you guys are talking about, because I'd never watched the Jersey Shore. I just know that they made fun of Snooki on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Well, I've only seen one episode, but I've seen them on, like, talk shows like Chelsea Lately and all that stuff. So that's how I know them. But I did watch one episode last week with my friend Cassie because she's addicted to it and she fist pumps through the whole show. So
so she's got you situated to where you're facing the television? Is right. that what I...
Ouch.
One jar of Crisco per episode.
Which also goes in the hair.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Walk out in the sun. Ooh, what smells like chicken?
Drusilla says that they used to make fun of people like the Jersey Shore cast when he was growing up. Then, Drusilla, you would have made fun of me. Because I need to find pictures of me when I was in middle school because I was a huge Guido.
Did you have Jersey hair?
I had Jersey hair. I had my IOU sweatshirts. I had my Z Cavaricci pants.
Oh, my God.
I would occasionally wear the leather tie. Yeah, I was, because this is the 80s, so
did you pop your collar?
No, because only fags pop their collar. So I made sure my collar was flat down. There's never any chance of my collar being popped, because, you know, then the jig would have been up. You know.
Because we know what was being popping.
Right. Me doing all of the dance moves to Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation.
In your bedroom, in your underwear.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I actually did a couple of those moves at a school dance over on the coast.
In my bedroom, I could do the entire intro dance to Madonna Express Yourself from the Blonde Ambition Tour.
Oh, my God.
And did. complete with the taking off the sport coat and putting the sport coat down and doing the backwards flip to grab and bring it. Yeah. I'm staring way too much information on your show. I can never be on the show again because I talk about things on here that I don't ever talk about on ours.
Can I come to your house with the flip cam and then we have to record that now?
She wants me to – Taffy wants me to do the whole – I made the mistake of telling Taffy about the Rhythm Nation thing, and she wants me to do the whole Rhythm Nation dance. And again, FUPAs flying everywhere would not be attractive at all. So I could probably still do the Madonna dance. I don't think I could do the Janet Jackson one without actually straining something.
I don't think I've ever memorized any type of dance, so – maybe I'm just not that gay.
No, I think the cock in your ass pretty much negates you being
gay. No.
How dare you? We are a part of a FUPA nation. Good one, Drusilla.
Yeah.
D. Taylor, see, you could do Janet. I was doing Michael Jackson's Thriller.
I could do the Michael Jackson Thriller dance. I was little then, though, and I didn't actually think I was Michael Jackson. I just wanted to do the dance. However, I did want to be Madonna on the Blonde Ambition tour, so.
I remember when Thriller first came out, and I saw it, and I hid behind our blue velour couch because it was so scary to me.
Yeah.
I was like 4, maybe 5, I think, something like that.
I was
so scary.
I was like 11, so you're not that much younger than me. So you might have been a little bit older.
Maybe
than
Maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I remember how scary it was, and I still remember like rubbing that blue velour couch behind it.
You were rubbing the couch?
Yeah, because I was scared. I was behind it. I was like, oh my God.
So you were humping a couch while Thriller
no,
was playing?
No, I wasn't humping it. I was rubbing it with my hand.
Doing whatever I need to distract myself from the scary zombies.
I'm just trying not to think of Michael Jackson making a young boy hump a couch.
Oh, no.
Oh,
these
man.
Cushions feel so good on my weenus.
Especially between the cushions.
Your weenus is your elbow skin.
You were young. You didn't know what you were doing yet. And that's why you're a bottom today.
How dare that's you? Ready. I have been topping more. I can't even say it.
With a straight face. I know. We can't hear it with a straight face.
I have topped more often in the past couple weeks than I have in a long time. And actually, it's pretty awesome. Just saying.
Yes, topping is awesome. I agree.
I'm a bottom myself.
Well, you know, I was pretty much a bottom.
I need to be in the situation for it.
Hmm?
I said I could flip, but I need to be put in the situation for it.
Oh. Well, I have definitely realized that here we go to losing weight. This is the portion of the losing weight show. That losing weight has helped my ability to top better.
Oh, you know, when I lost my 50 pounds, you suddenly you can get in positions that you couldn't before.
I know, and it's pretty awesome.
And I just ordered like $400 of my diet food that should be coming by the end of the month, and I'll start losing the weight again.
Oh, or do you do like Nutrisystem or something like that?
It's called Take Shape for Life. You eat like 5 of their meals a day. It's all pretty much powdered stuff, but a wide range of foods. Mm-hmm. And it's got 20%. Each pack has 20% of the total allotment of vitamins you should have each day.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the whole idea is to take in less calories per day than you naturally burn off.
Right.
And then you eat one sensible meal during the day.
Oh my God. I don't know if I could do that. I was already thinking earlier today I'm going to have to go to the gym and burn 1,000 calories so I can go to Moe's and get a burrito.
I'm going to say something that Taffy already knows, but I'm going to get in trouble just because I'm sure she's going to talk to me about it tonight. I've got this big race with her coming up in less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been to the gym once.
Ooh.
I'm in trouble. I'm screwed. I'm really screwed.
I was asked to be in one, but I'm not that confident yet. I don't know if I can do it.
Well, you should do it. You should do it next June, the Expedition Everest one,
mm-hmm.
because there's a bunch of podcasters coming in for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's This American Girl's Ride, Melissa, she's based out of Orlando, and also the girls from Greetings from Nowhere are coming from Washington State to do it.
Wow.
So we're going to have like a mini podcast-a-palooza thing, and it's right after, I think it's right after Gay Days. So, oh,
okay. And that is a half marathon or a full marathon?
No, that's a 5K, but it's also the scavenger hunt and the obstacle course. This one that I'm supposed to do in a couple of weeks is a half marathon relay to where I run the first part of it, and then I hand off a baton to Taffy, and then she uses it to manipulate herself a little bit, and then she runs the rest of the way.
Yeah,
is it a big black floppy baton?
No.
Oh no, that's here.
Doesn't everybody have one?
No,
not a big black floppy one. We talked about mine on the last time I was on the show and how it was discolored and everybody made fun of me. So
gross. Yeah. How it went from white to brown.
No, it did not. Oh my god.
And I think you said there was some red in there too, but I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Neapolitan?
Is that Neapolitan?
Isn't that the flag of some European country?
No.
Edinburgh? Who knows?
Gross.
Neapolitan Rubber Fun. There's your title for the show.
Wow. This show kind of got gross. This is like the first. All right. So last week we did a first. I was never on the show before. Or, you know, I wasn't on the show. And this time, I've never done a group show like over Skype. So that's like brand new too. So we're like making history over here.
There you go.
In Lakeland, Florida. Wow, I can hear the excitement.
Podcasting bed post.
I can hear the excitement in all your voices.
Yay! I think that's great. I think that's wonderful.
It's lovely.
I'm thrilled. I do it every week, but I'm thrilled. That's great.
It was better than cats. I'm going to see it again and again.
And
yeah, but Taylor, yours is hard because you have like to put like three tracks together and all that bullshit. Oh no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. No. Well,
hey, mine is hard too. Oh wait.
Excuse me.
You do audio booze. You're like 2.5 minutes.
I was talking about something else that was hard.
Yeah, I was going to say he wasn't talking about his audio booze, his podcasts that were hard. Now, but honestly, when we do it where – when we did it in the old episodes where we would kind of talk over one another, it was a nightmare to try and figure out whose you know, thing to keep first, whose track to keep. And now I got all flustered. I'm sorry.
I hate when you have to choose to which thing you want to take first.
Yeah, that's the worst. So anyway, but now it ends up that it's okay. Cute boys are all of a sudden, pictures of cute boys are showing up on this little ad over top of the chat thing, and it distracted me for a second. So sorry.
Oh, mine says mature singles only.
Well, that's because you're old.
Mine says browse thousands of local signals or singles.
And I got Papa John's.
Fat ass.
Get the all meat pizza right now.
I think the ads are interesting.
Stick a slice in your mouth.
Mine says Russian love matches.
God.
All right, so we're coming to the end of this section or this show. So.
No!
Yeah, you guys do your thing in the order that you did it last time.
Okay. Well, you can visit my podcast, Pod is My Copilot, by going to podismycopilot.com or subscribing to us on iTunes at Pod is My Copilot.
And please feel free to explore the wonderful world of audio booze with Seder 69 and listen to My Honey Wears Plaid and Real Men Wear Pink.
And this is Q Sledge from the Brain Hammer podcast. You can find that on iTunes. And you can contact me for my podcast at qsledge200@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a voicemail at 509-293-9923.
I have a loss for words. I know. I'm like thinking, what do I do?
Hello.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685, or you can call or text message 863-666-0377. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com. You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802, which our P.O. Box is kind of lonely after Julian's birthday, so that's the begging for money portion, but gifts instead, whatever. And follow Julian on Twitter under as jcmarple and me under foulmonkeys.
Tara in the chat room's offering up her homemade taco.
Oh.
Taffy?
Oh, no. No, that's not
her. She needs to open up a store called Taffy's Tacos.
Or she calls it her living room.
Taffy's Tacos and Hot Puppies. All right, so this is episode 316. This is Ricky.
And Taylor.
And Sater 69.
And Q Sledge, also known as Larry.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Bye.
You guys don't hang out.
Goodbye.